you are going to listen to a science show about 3D printing. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to today's science show, Tech Talk, presenting new ideas for the future. It's the dawn of a new era in printing. From artificial prosthetics to very real human kidneys to filigree skull sculptures, the number and variety of applications for 3D printing are growing, layer by printed layer. Combine this with the decreasing costs of owning a printer, as well as the cheaper cost of manufacturing in general, and it appears that 3D printers are here to stay. So, why stop at a kidney?
Absolutely. Today we have invited two specialists who will talk about more revolutionary visions of our 3D printed future. Dr. Mark Tully and Professor Christine Anderson. Thanks for talking to us today.
Dr. Tully, please tell us, which innovations do you foresee?
The first vision I'd like to talk about is rocket parts. NASA is working on the largest rocket ever constructed that is intended to take humans to Mars by 2030. Bypassing the traditional processes for building rocket parts, which require the welding of seams, by creating a single, seamless 3D printed piece means less chance of leakage. It also cuts down the cost of manufacturing by almost half. Recently, NASA tested 3D printed rocket engine injectors in hot fire tests, exposing them to extreme temperatures and pressures.
Sounds incredible. Professor Anderson, you've written several articles about 3D guns. Can you explain a bit more about this?
Yes. Constructing guns using 3D printing is definitely an innovation which has raised concerns about the far-reaching implications of this technology. Mark Goodman, for example, pondered the effect that new technologies like 3D printing would have on crime. He pictured a disturbing scenario: cheap guns and bullets that can be printed in one's own home. A year later, in May 2013, Defense Distributed founder Cody Wilson created and fired the first 3D printed handgun. And up until a few months ago, the blueprints were available to the public on his website.
Oh my! What about food? It sounds absolutely unbelievable, but can we produce 3D food?
3D printing could produce virtually any food. For years, the question has been, can the technology of 3D printing be harnessed to tackle world hunger? Angen Contractor, a mechanical engineer at the Systems and Materials Research Corporation, is working on a prototype for a universal food synthesizer. It sounds like a crazy science fiction story, a 3D printer in each household with the ability to print healthy meals from powders with a shelf life of at least 15 years. But it's becoming a distinct possibility.
From food to the building industry. What about printing your own house? Isn't that too far-fetched? Could that become a reality?
Absolutely. Designer Alastair Parvain has come up with some innovative ideas. He explores the idea of regular people being able to print and construct their own homes. In his talks, he's often presented WikiHouse, an open-source construction kit that's a library of 3D models and cutting files that will allow anyone using a CNC machine and plywood to print out the parts for their own house. Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, construction of a 6-meter-tall printer called the Kamermaker, Dutch for roommaker, has already begun for printing the components of a house.
Fascinating. And Dr. Telly, I recently read about liquid metal parts that would completely revolutionize the electronics manufacturing process. Can you tell our audience more about that?
That's correct. Liquid metal parts would transform the electronics industry. At North Carolina State University, researchers developed a metal alloy that remains in a liquid state at room temperature. They then used a syringe to arrange the droplets into a vertical chain-like structure. The next step would be to create a 3D printer for the purpose of printing this liquid metal. If the technology is harnessed, it would allow for the creation of bendy electronics and revolutionize the electronics manufacturing process.
And finally, what about space? The moon? Mars? Which new developments can we expect here?
Well, the architecture firm Foster & Partners has presented some groundbreaking ideas. They've paired with the European Space Agency to investigate the possibility of a 3D-printed moon base. The material used in the printing process would be moon dust and soil layered to form a building block, not unlike concrete. This method would save us from the challenge of transporting heavy, raw building materials.
So, as you can see, revolutionary developments are on the way. And we are just at the beginning of the journey in the exploration of the potential uses of 3D printers. I can promise you, we'll keep you informed. Welcome to today's science show, Tech Talk, presenting new ideas for the future. It's the dawn of a new era in printing, from artificial prosthetics to very real human kidneys to filigree skull sculptures. The number and variety of applications for 3D printing are growing, layer by printed layer. Combine this with the decreasing costs of owning a printer, as well as the cheaper cost of manufacturing in general, and it appears that 3D printers are here to stay. So, why stop at a kidney?
Absolutely. Today we have invited two specialists who will talk about more revolutionary visions of our 3D printed future. Dr. Mark Tully and Professor Christine Anderson. Thanks for talking to us today.
Dr. Tully, please tell us, which innovations do you foresee?
The first vision I'd like to talk about is rocket parts. NASA is working on the largest rocket ever constructed that is intended to take humans to Mars by 2030. Bypassing the traditional processes for building rocket parts, which require the welding of seams, by creating a single, seamless 3D printed piece means less chance of leakage. It also cuts down the cost of manufacturing by almost half. Recently, NASA tested 3D printed rocket engine injectors in hot fire tests, exposing them to extreme temperatures and pressures.
Sounds incredible. Professor Anderson, you've written several articles about 3D guns. Can you explain a bit more about this?
Yes. Constructing guns using 3D printing is definitely an innovation which has raised concerns about the far-reaching implications of this technology. Mark Goodman, for example, pondered the effect that new technologies like 3D printing would have on crime. He pictured a disturbing scenario: cheap guns and bullets that can be printed in one's own home. A year later, in May 2013, Defense Distributed founder Cody Wilson created and fired the first 3D printed handgun. And up until a few months ago, the blueprints were available to the public on his website.
Oh my! What about food? It sounds absolutely unbelievable, but can we produce 3D food?
3D printing could produce virtually any food. For years, the question has been, can the technology of 3D printing be harnessed to tackle world hunger? Angen Contractor, a mechanical engineer at the Systems and Materials Research Corporation, is working on a prototype for a universal food synthesizer. It sounds like a crazy science fiction story, a 3D printer in each household with the ability to print healthy meals from powders with a shelf life of at least 15 years. But it's becoming a distinct possibility.
From food to the building industry. What about printing your own house? Isn't that too far-fetched? Could that become a reality?
Absolutely. Designer Alastair Parvain has come up with some innovative ideas. He explores the idea of regular people being able to print and construct their own homes. In his talks, he's often presented WikiHouse, an open-source construction kit that's a library of 3D models and cutting files that will allow anyone using a CNC machine and plywood to print out the parts for their own house. Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, construction of a 6-meter-tall printer called the Kammermaker, Dutch for room maker, has already begun for printing the components of a house.
Fascinating. And Dr. Telly, I recently read about liquid metal parts that would completely revolutionize the electronics manufacturing process. Can you tell our audience more about that?
That's correct. Liquid metal parts would transform the electronics industry. At North Carolina State University, researchers developed a metal alloy that remains in a liquid state at room temperature. They then used a syringe to arrange the droplets into a vertical chain-like structure. The next step would be to create a 3D printer for the purpose of printing this liquid metal. If the technology is harnessed, it would allow for the creation of bendy electronics and revolutionize the electronics manufacturing process.
And finally, what about space? The moon? Mars? Which new developments can we expect here?
Well, the architecture firm Foster & Partners has presented some groundbreaking ideas. They've paired with the European Space Agency to investigate the possibility of a 3D printed moon base. The material used in the printing process would be moon dust and soil layered to form a building block, not unlike concrete. This method would save us from the challenge of transporting heavy, raw building materials.
So, as you can see, revolutionary developments are on the way. And we are just at the beginning of the journey in the exploration of the potential uses of 3D printers. I can promise you, we'll keep you informed.